Today, President Bush joins Bill Clinton at the White House for the unveiling of the former president's official portrait. The man who painted the ex-president is Simi Knox, a 69-year-old from Silver Spring, Maryland. He is also the first African-American among the dozens of artists who have painted presidential portraits.
In my profession, this is the plum. Any portrait painter would love to have in his portfolio or her portfolio a presidential portrait. So this is the big one, and I'm just delighted.
Can you describe what the portrait looks like?
Well, in scale, it's about 46 by 58, and he's standing in the Oval Office behind his desk. He's flanked by the American flag, and he's flanked by, on his left side, the presidential flag, and the gold drapes still there, that some sign of the Oval Office behind him. He's flanked on his left by a gift of some military medallions. He has one hand in his pocket, and he's standing with the right hand on his desk.
46 by 58 inches or centimeters?
Inches.
That's big.
Oh, yeah, it's big. Well, you know, to get all of the things that he wanted in there, you have to make it that size. Usually in portraits, people ask me to do that because what you're trying to do is to tell a story, and you have to summarize that person and that person's life in one picture.
So did President Clinton sit for you to paint his portrait?
Well, he did for a short time. And so I made mostly photos, and I worked from that, did some sketches, also working with his family, because that's very important that they are pleased because they know him much better than anyone. And so we met a number of times, and he was a wonderful person to work with. He's extremely patient, gentle, and he's a wonderful man.
I understand that you're saying you mostly work from photographs, but was there ever an occasion in which you had to make him just sit still?
No, I don't like to do that. I don't like to impose on my clients if it's not necessary. And it wasn't necessary. I mean, with the technology and photography today, most portrait painters are using photography, whether they admit it or not. You can get good information. And so it's convenient for them because most of the people that I have been fortunate and blessed enough to paint are people who are very busy. And so I don't want to say, you got to sit for me for 2 weeks, same clothes, 2 hours a day. No, not this day and age, maybe an earlier time.
I could imagine a situation where you have this former president of the United States who's bursting with ideas and energy and maybe comes in and has suggestions for the painting, and you're an artist and you've got a vision, and there might be a little clash there. I can imagine that happening.
No clash. I remind myself, I'm in a service capacity. You know, you have to please your client because you live and die on your reputation. And in fact, I get all of my work by word of mouth. So I try and be sure that when I let it go, it's what they would like to see.
When you look at this portrait, is President Clinton looking right at the viewer or off into the sky or what?
Oh, no, he's looking right at the viewer. There's eye-to-eye contact. In fact, if you walk across the portrait from one side to the other side, his eyes will follow you. Because it's something about eye contact and humans, you can communicate, and that's what I wanted to show of him. Eye-to-eye contact, straight on, take me as I am.
Well, Mr. Knox, thanks very much.
You're quite welcome.
Simi Knox painted the official White House portrait of President Bill Clinton.